And this is the great settlement of Clonmacnoise.
As you sweep round this turn in the River Shannon, you get the round towers, the churches and everything, and you get the first idea that this is a really substantial monastic foundation.
Had we arrived here at the height of its powers, what would we have seen coming around the bend?
Well, if you believe the sources, there were several thousand people here living already in the 6th and 7th centuries, so you can imagine a pretty dense settlement. There would have been an obvious substantial farming element. This would have looked like a very prosperous economic unit. And there would have been markets and people who would have been coming both by land and here on the sea as well, on the water. And the whole place would have been pretty much a bustling, buzzling kind of place. Yeah.
And not just trade, of course, but the whole business of setting down in text.
A place like Clonmacnoise would have had a thriving school, and people were coming here, not only from other Irish monasteries, but we know of people who would have been travelling from either England or even from continental Europe.
From that far away?
Oh yeah, we had a reputation as scholars all the way back, and certainly it was the place to be in the 7th century if you wanted higher learning, if you wanted advanced knowledge of the Bible or grammar or something like that, then you came to Ireland.
Perhaps the greatest bequest of the monastic tradition in Ireland was literary. The monks transcribed the Bible and set down in writing ancient laws. But not only in Latin, they developed a written form of the people's Celtic tongue. Religious and legal texts were translated into Gaelic by the intellectual elite. Ireland had the most abundant vernacular literature in Europe. One of the greatest examples is the Leabhar Gabhála Éireann, the Book of Invasions, an imagined history of Ireland.
This extraordinary book is the first written story of Ireland. It purports to tell the story of how the Irish came into being. The tales here come from the 7th century. And they would have a profound impact on the way the Irish came to see themselves.